flows into you as you practice it more and more.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, how is, I see our Enver is there. How did you do with your homework assignment, chanting Ram?
Thank you very much, Swamiji. I also made my exercises, not so often, but every day I kept, since you said it, within battle we have to also take time, so I am trying to achieve this. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. For, wow, I'm impressed. Everyone so far has done. How is our Avni? How did it go with your Ram chanting?
There. How are you?
Thank good. You.
Good. So I'm going to break the chain. I had full intent. Rickon is laughing. And in fact, I said to my health coach, you know, I'm going to do this and it's going to be awesome. But I didn't do it. I'm doing something called alternate day fasting, which is really helping me to clear my mind, allowing me to center myself, bring in peace in my life. But I just I don't know what. I had time. I just didn't do, I don't know why, and I'm really sorry because I've followed you for the 5 sessions in the upbuild. I've been it's nothing about you. It's something about myself. I want to do it and I will do it, but I don't know why. I don't know why.
No, it's okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for sharing.
Honesty. Yeah, the honesty.
It's absolutely okay. Really, absolutely okay. When we come to spiritual life, the pressure of expectation, the pressure of needing to perform goes totally out of the window. It is not there. And instead, a deep understanding of each individual journey is required. So please feel absolutely supported, and we feel very happy that you are with us. And I will tell you a secret of myself. When I learn something new, I need a trainer who just every day is doing this with me, and then after some time I fly. I can fully understand. Please, Avni, don't even feel a shadow of having failed or something. Not at all.
No, thank you. And I wanted to show you something. I mean, during your 5 sessions, you put a lot of weight on the fact that, you know, you must zone in and get into your spiritual practice to be able to prepare yourself for any situation in life. So I've been drawing my spiritual practice. And as you will see, on this side, we've got your philosophy, we've got practice, and we've got people. I've added that. And so I have the best, and I'm trying my best. So I'm actually maybe doing about 50%, which is actually quite good.
No, Avni, it's really good, and I feel like you're just continuing to prepare yourself.
Oh, thank
it's
you.
It's really nice to see. Thanks for sharing.
Thank you for sharing. Thank you for sharing. Fine. So,
Stacy, do you want to share anything from the experience over the past week?
I'm just catching up, being totally honest.
No problem. No,
yes,
no. Okay,
but I'm excited for today.
Yeah, no, that's great. Wonderful. What we're doing for everyone who's just joining is we're just going around the room and everyone's just sharing their experience if they did the practice that we had left. So, Rita, do you want to share anything?
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yeah, for me, it was just a continuation of, I really enjoyed the last week, but day-to-day, I still continued my regular meditation, which for me right now is like silent meditation, but I didn't do the RAM part, but I'm very keen to participate today and just listen a little bit more and to get into it. So that was my experience.
Great. Thanks, Rita. And then we have, I think Enver shared. Ami, do you want to share anything from, I guess, your experience last week or any of your practice from the past week?
Sure. Namaste. Just wanted to share that I have tried mantra meditation. What I did enjoy about your teaching last week was the simplicity. So I have chanted it with Gayatri Mantra quite a few times. So I was keen to know, because I realized that you've also written a book on the Gayatri Mantra. That was very interesting. But the Ram is very simple. It's very simple and it's very sweet. And so that's how I felt with it, is that it's very simple and sweet, and it just takes you into nature very quickly. And so that's how I connected with it the most. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Great. Does anyone else want to share from their experience last week or the practice, Namita or Rima? Okay, maybe we will keep moving.
Yes.
All right. Yes. Perfect. So I will just go ahead and just for, I think we can, Aditya, we can go ahead and start.
Recording. This meeting is being recorded.
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, so thank you so much for joining us, everyone, again, for part two of Soul Set. We are very honored, again, to have... We're very honored to have Satchinandan Swami here join us again today. As those of you who may have known from... remember from last week, Satchinandan Swami has been a practicing monk in the Bhakti Yoga tradition for over 50 years, and he has a particular interest in sharing mantra meditation with the world, and he has done so in the form of books, and he's currently working on a book on meditation right now for the general audience, so that's very exciting. And we wanted to continue on our journey this week. So I will just go ahead and turn it over to Swami. And we are all ears ready to learn. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Let me all welcome you affectionately for today's session. I really feel excited and deeply motivated, because I could see during our last session where we chanted the Ram that in some ways we bonded through a spiritual experience. And today I would like to do so even more. I would like to start to show you where I live. Ricken has a photo for you. See, there is a beautiful meadow before us, and I live on the side of a lake. If you would take the rowing boat, which is there where the trees are, this white boat, it is lying upside down. If you would take that boat and you would go down to your left side, you would come after 200 meters or 300 meters into a much bigger lake, which would lead you into another lake, which would lead you into yet another lake, until you would finally be in Berlin and greet Angela Merkel from your rowing boat. This environment has given me two things, a lot of inner peace for my spiritual practice, but also a lot of creativity. So thank you very much for sharing this I will now go right into the session which we have. Last time we heard about mantras. The Sanskrit word mantra divides into section one, which is the mind, or means the mind, and tra, syllable, it's a root syllable, it builds a word, triyate, which means to deliver or free our mind from unnecessary occupation, really. The mantra has three elements which work. One is the mindfulness which you put to it. Your mind gets focused there on the syllable. The other is the meditative aspect, that is, we go inside into deeper areas of our consciousness. And finally, it's really the power of the sound. Remember the little analogy which we heard. Mantra does something to you. It works on your consciousness, just like a train, which if you are able to enter it, brings you to a distant place on its own, by its own strength. This was what we learned or heard in our first session. Today, in our second session, I would like to bring you a step further into the art of a mantra meditation. I would like to actually introduce you to something called kirtan. It is singing a mantra out loud together with others with music. Singing means music. In kirtan we have all the elements which work in mantra. Mindfulness, meditation, and the power of sound, plus two other elements, music and rhythm, that's one, I count it as one, and a unified group experience. In kirtan, several people do the same thing. It's not like individual meditation where each one is on its own, but in kirtan we expand and move into the group idea. Most of you may be familiar with the philosopher Martin Buber. Martin Buber brought a very simple yet profound insight to the world. He said, the I grows with the you. Das Ich wird zum Ich durch das Du. I'm speaking, he spoke in German. To give a more precise translation, the I only becomes the I with the you. The you is necessary to mirror something back to us, just like a mirror which sees something which we can't see from our perspective. So in kirtan, it is like this. You participate in a circle of kirtan singers. A circle, I don't mean just a round assembly of people, but with a group, a mandala of kirtan singers, and they amplify the experience. It's almost like if you put a light and surround it with mirrors, all these mirrors reflect the light, and the more mirrors there are, the brighter the light will come. become. So in Kirtan also, this unified consciousness, I think in business terms you would say a mastermind, but that means one single thought which brings you together, has an amazing effect. And I have done kirtans also on online in this times which bring a new reality to us, and saw the same principle at work even in an online situation. Again, I would like to say the main principle of kirtan is also that which works in the mantra. It is the power of sound. Please look at my candle here. There is a fire which has warmth and light. So if I would hold a spoon like this long enough in the fire, there would be a transferal of the energy of the flame into the spoon. The spoon would also become warm, and it would also, if I keep it there long enough, become glowing, and in this way would give off light. So the divine mantra, or the mantra, works like this. It transfers spiritual energy into our consciousness, so that after some time the consciousness gets mantraized or fireized or spiritualized, if you so wish. Huh? That principle works also in kirtan. When you sing the mantra in kirtan, yes, there's rhythm, yes, there's music, yes, there's the unified experience, but more important is still the power of the mantra. I will place this object now here. That is to be marked. But since you are all people who have learned in the West, I would like to throw in a little science here, because it might motivate and inspire you more. I'm quoting from a book which is really recommendable. It is called One Simple Thing, A New Look at the Science of Yoga and How It Can Transform Your Life. It is written with a foreword by Deepak Chopra. It is written by a friend of mine, Eddie Stern, who is a very very good yoga teacher. He has, in this book, One Simple Thing, tried to give the scientific studies which show what yoga does. And since kirtan and mantra chanting is part of yoga, he has also told us from the, let us call it, the point of neuroplasticity, that is how you build new neural pathways in you, in your brain. He has quoted from there. So he says something. I will write this down now for you. Clearly, chanting mantra and kirtan are among the best ways we can encourage whole brain patterns and functions. Music and chanting literally wire our brain for deeper levels of experience and understanding. They can also help heal trauma, the after effects of strokes, and memory retrieval. The point which he makes at another place here in the book is that whereas normal activities which we do usually only stimulate one part of our brain, let us say the left side of our brain, or the right side of our brain, or the frontal cortex, or the brainstem. Normal activities only stimulate one part of these four parts. Mantra chanting and kirtan is engaging and stimulating the whole brain function. If you, in other words, after a kirtan, you are totally aligned in yourself, totally centered in yourself. All parts of your personality are fired. Those who have been in kirtan and have taken part in these sessions, when they come out, they can't believe their state. Yesterday, we were doing kirtan, and we had a CEO of a very, very prestigious company with us, and it was his second experience, and he looked like a transformation. He entered the kirtan like a caterpillar, a little bit, torn apart by his busy life, and he exited the kirtan like a butterfly. And he told me, "What have you done with me?" And I said, "Nothing. The mantra has done something with you, and since you have sang it in kirtan, you are now a person who has stimulated all his human capabilities or human endowments, if you so wish, and you have taken an internal shower which has refreshed you entirely." So this is a little bit how you, what I want to say about today's practice of chanting mantra and singing it. Don't worry, I can see some of you shrinking back. I'm not a singer. I'm not like, who are singers? Michael Jackson, I don't know if he still is alive. I'm not so much in tune. Who is a famous singer nowadays? I don't know. I'm not like a singer. I sing in the bathroom when no one hears me. Remember, it's about a spiritual exercise which we do, which will be very good for you. So, how to do the kirtan? Kirtan is most probably the most ancient form of group meditation, and you do it in the call and response fashion. One person who leads the kirtan, the lead singer or kirtan leader, will sing a mantra, and during that time you hear and absorb the chanting. Then, when the leader is finished with his part, you respond. And during that time, you bring the mantra which you have listened to and internalized, you radiate it outside. Then again, you will listen as the leader does his leading part. The kirtan leader is alone in this. And then you again join with the group. In this way, kirtan meditation, you are listening, which is like inhaling fresh air, And then you sing again, which is like exhaling, with the only difference that the mantra doesn't get used up like the air. So this is how it is done. So when the leader sings, we do mindful listening, no effort, just letting the mantra come. And then when he's finished, we do sing and we respond. So, Titans, are you ready to live up to your glorious name? Are you ready for the practice? I'm saying it humorously, because...
Ready. Ready.
Ready. Good, 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 good. So, my request to you is... find a comfortable sitting posture. The place is all right. Some of you prefer the chair. Others like to sit on the floor. I see someone is... our Rita is getting ready for the floor. Fine. The main thing which is required is to sit in a straight position. Maybe you want to bring your body a little bit left and right. And you're comfortable yet steady. We will repeat the exercise of our last session and then go into a kirtan, a call and response process. Let me just do one other preparation. Is here on A sharp, is it good or should we go to B?
Satchinandan Swami, do you want me to share the slide as well?
Oh, yes. Not yet. Just not yet. One okay. More minute. I just have to coordinate the musical part here. A bit of... I think we should go to B. Yes, that is just perfect. All right, we are ready on our side. I see. We are all a little bit like pilots. We are still on the ground and we ready ourselves for a flight. It's so nice to see you in, let us say, willing anticipation or curious anticipation. My dear participants, dear listeners, this is now a time where we exit the usual perceptions. We also exit ultimately our small mind to enter the big mind. We expand our awareness, in other words. Let us do a simple centering exercise. If you're ready, please sit straight, close your eyes, and do a little Deha Dharana, that is, meditation about the physical body. First, bring your awareness to your feet. It might help you to wiggle the toes a little, because some of us use the body without being aware of what they use. Bring your awareness from your feet to your knees and further up to your hip and relax. Good. Now bring your awareness to your spine and your back and release, relax. Bring your awareness to your chest and your abdomen and relax and release. Bring your awareness to your shoulders, both of them, and then down to your elbows and your hands, and relax. The back of your neck, the back of your head, the top of your head, relax. Your face, try to relax the muscles under the surface of your skin. In other words, relax the face which you show to the world. One of you is still not unmuted. Please mute yourself. The inside of your mouth. Relax. Now relax the entire body. Even a little more, from the feet upwards to your hip, your upper body, including shoulders and arms, your head, and also the face which you show to the world. We will now imagine we sit in a dome, something like a church or a temple or a mosque. We are all by ourselves. We take a deep breath inside and exhale. Long and smooth breaths. I will now intonate the sacred syllable Ram. And when I've done this once, we will all chant it together. We will radiate the vibration. It will fill the atmosphere around us. Everyone, please. Chanting. Hear yourself chanting. And one last time. Now go from there into chanting an ancient mantra which Rickon will put for us on the screen. I will sing one time alone, and then we will sing together. Afterwards we will sing again. We will listen again. And then chant together. Ram Sita Ram Sita Ram Jai Jai Ram. Everybody please. Ram Sita Ram Sita Ram Jai Jai Ram. Ram Sita Sita Ram, Jai Jai Ram. Everyone, Ram Sita Ram, Sita Ram, Jai Jai Ram. As you chant this meditational mantra, please chant mindfully, focus yourself, and let yourself fall into the vibration so that the vibration can take you to exactly the place that is just now right for you. Please, let's sing all together now. Ram Sita Ram Sita Ram Jai 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 Ram. Sitaram, take off the slides now. There was once a man. He was his whole life in a small little room. The room provided him with everything he needed. Food, air, water. Attached there were hygienic facilities. He had everything except freedom. Every day he went a few times to the only door and tried to open it. But it remained closed. At the fag end of his life, he decided to try one more time to open the door. He shouted out in agony, "Everyone is free except for me." He moved the handle and he decided this time to do something different from the times before. He opened the door to the inside and it swung wide open. All the time before, he had tried to open the door to the outside, yet it had remained closed. This time he broke an old habit. He opened the door to the inside and it swung wide open and he could walk into freedom. The wisdom traditions tell that each one of us is like that man in the room. The room, however, is not a physical room. It is the room of our mind, our thinking habits, our acting habits that form a certain character and that bring us to do certain activities and that make up our life. When we start genuine spiritual practices, our mind will not always allow us to do something different. It will be in the way and demand that things are done and thought in exactly the way that suit my thinking, my understanding, and so on. But I want to share with you those who have tried to embark on the spiritual adventure, taking the different upayas, upayas means seriously, they walk out of their mind. In our Western civilization, to be out of one's mind is something threatening. But in the spiritual tradition, it is very good to exit the room of the mind and to enter another space, the space of the heart. It is here where the Dahara Akash lies. Dahara Akash is a Sanskrit term for the sacred space inside. This space looks as if it is very small, but it is so wide that the whole universe fits in it. Someone who has entered that sacred space within the heart has experienced how his consciousness expanded almost like the perspective of the person who left his closed room and went into freedom. So I would like at the end to introduce you to a second mantra. This second mantra, I will first describe it, and then our highly talented technician will put it on. It is Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. It means I offer my homage to the divine, all-pervading presence. If there is a supreme, he must be everywhere. He must pervade everything. There was once a saint who was walking through India, and after some time he felt very tired. So being a simple man, he saw a banyan tree and thought, this makes a good bed for me. He laid down, he put his head on one of the roots and was just about to doze off and go to sleep, when all of a sudden he saw a man standing before him who chastised him. What are you doing? He said, I'm trying to take a rest. I'm very tired after walking for such a long way. Yes, I know, but Can't you see your feet are pointing at a temple? This is highly offensive. We don't point our feet at God. So the saint said, oh yeah, right. Can you just help me? I'm so tired. I'm already almost sleeping. You just take my ankles and my legs and you just place them in a direction where there is no God. That would help my effort very much. This man was religious. This man who objected to the saint, but he was not spiritual. He was caught in a particular dogma and had not this wide perspective which spiritual people have, that God must be everywhere. There is no place which is not filled with his divine presence. Now, I realize that some of the people who come to meditational retreats may not be theistic in their thought. If you offer your homage to what a theistic person would call the divine or the supreme being, if you are a more non-theistic person, that is fine. Then offer your homage to the unknown, that which you do not yet comprehend, that which is outside, maybe to life itself, maybe to the universe and its miraculous working. The idea of this mantra is chant it from your heart space, not your mind space. Exit the room of the mind for a moment and enter that space where feelings reside, like gratitude, like love, like kindness, like forgiveness. And for those of us who are theistic, like myself, devotion. You know? And once you can revive your tired heart, your tired spiritual heart, you will see miracles unfolding in your life. It is good to go out of the mind. If one does so in the sense of that little wisdom story. And for that, you need to do something new. You need to go into a new exercise. I will now chant a very, very powerful mantra with you. I will request our talented technician, Ricken, to project it on for all of us on the screen. It would be the next. Yes, very nice. The idea of chanting Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya is to chant it from a place outside of the mind. The place of surrendering to the unknown, the place where we access these deeper underlying realities that are there in the heart, gratitude, connectedness, interconnectedness, these type of things. Mm-hmm. Let us start with the first part of this mantra, well known to many of us. Chant another time, Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Everybody, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Everyone, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. 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 Let us end this beautiful mantra chanting with three ohms all together. I thank you very, very much. I would be very happy to hear some sharing of feedback. This is very helpful when we are together on a spiritual journey to hear from fellow travelers. That will help us to review our own experience. So let us see if there is someone. I know it's not so easy when one comes to a deep place. But if there is any one of you ready, first of all, I must say, Arun, I'm seeing you. I'm very happy to see you. I know you were maybe like me, you know, jumping from an airplane with a parachute, and you just landed in the session.
Yeah, I just joined late, but I mean, I just attended last 10 minutes of your session, but it was amazing. I mean, just that vibration was so wonderful. I mean, all of a sudden, I'm feeling a change in my overall. I'm feeling more positive and. All of a sudden, a change in my aura.
You also look like this because when you entered, you brought your life with you. Like it is natural for all of us. One of my teachers once said, Satchinandan Swami, when you sit down to meditate, someone else sits down next to you. That is your life, which you had before. We can't shake it off. So easily, nor can we meditate it away, but we can try to just exit like that.
I was literally enjoying that Om Namo Vasudeva chant. I was literally enjoying it so much. I mean,
thank you, Arunji. Anyone else? Maybe Ida. You are an experienced meditator.
I don't have that experience. I know in this group there are far more people who are more experienced than me. So thank you. I'm humbled. For me to have all the titans to meditate and chant at the same time, and it's very interesting. You know, we are so far apart, but I actually feel the presence of this collective consciousness, of this collective energy. I don't know how the rest of you feel, but I was really present to the vibration, the collective vibration. That was my experience.
Thank you, Ida. I also felt I saw one person whom I had not seen the last time, Marius. Am I correct? Do I see you for the first time, or were you there in our last call?
I was there in your last call, but I was dressed different.
It's the dress. Sorry, Marius.
Today is a professional.
You deceived me. You look so, so titanic in this. Marius, would you be comfortable to share?
I was there with you last time, and I repeated four times. Last week, Ram meditation, and was an extremely powerful experience for me. I was very happy each time I've done it, even if it was morning or if it was evening. I'm very detached and I'm very quiet. And now I'm in a lunch break in a training. And I'm very happy that I choose to break my day in half and come and join you. And I'm experienced calm, and I'm experienced joy being together with you and with the Titans. And thank you for this experience.
Thank you,
Marius, for sharing.
Thank you for sharing. Anyone else would be willing to share their experience?
Can I just ask, Arun, can you mute, please? Arun, can you mute?
Sorry?
Can you please mute yourself? Thank you.
I just muted.
Thank you very much. Oh, great, great. Come on, Titans. This is your opportunity. I tell you what, if you share, we may have him back next week because he'd be so impressed, Titans, that you're sharing.
Enver, go ahead.
Again, thank you very much. This was my first time Kirtan experience, and it gave me vitality and power for this afternoon. Thank you very much, and I am looking forward to the next session, and getting used to it. So, thank you very much.
Thank you, Enver. Arinda?
Yeah, hi. Swamiji, thank you once again for this beautiful meditation session. First of all, I would like to just say that there's something really very calming effect of your own voice. Even before I got into the meditation, there's something very calming about how you present and your voice, and when you just effortlessly have that smile, and thank you for that. And, after our last class, in fact, I had ordered through Amazon that Ragini, that instrument where about Tambura. But when you were there on the call, I don't know, the effect is something more pronounced, those vibrations. So thank you once again. And I looked you up on the internet. So I just wanted to ask, do you have a kind of online classes? Because you were there on YouTube, couple of videos about the Kirtan. But do you have your own personal website, and how can one reach you in case we wanted to have a session with you, Swamiji?
Mm-hmm. I will send my online presence to our talented Rickon, and he will have it. I'm present online, but you have a monk before you. I don't know how to use the computers. My team does it, so I'm a little bit Neanderthal man. Yes, so Rickon will also. We will send Rickon a few selected kirtans, and anyone who wishes to have kirtans can ask Rickon to have these kirtans to sing along as you are in your home. That is a very nice practice to put select good kirtans who have that inner dimension, which are not music, only music, but who are spiritual. They will help you to do kirtan also at your home. We will send to Rickon, and he will have. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Does anyone else want to share anything? Yes, Paul, please go ahead.
That was absolutely beautiful to feel the energy and be brought along through that. It was unbelievable. It was such a beautiful journey. Thank you so much for bringing us all in it. It's truly phenomenal. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Paul, for sharing.
You're an extraordinary group, very open for new experiences. That is, I think that gives pleasure also to our Ida, to see how open for new experiences you are, and that creates, yes, that collective consciousness. Mm-hmm.
Mm. Thank you, Rita.
Yeah, I just wanted to echo the same sentiments. It was a beautiful experience, and also your stories in between were very powerful too. When you were talking about the door and going into the heart and the saint on the. And so all of those really added to it as well. So just, again, thank you for the whole experience.
It is my pleasure. I very much like to share these experiences because they are so simple to make. It just, I guess, requires that new perspective, which is informed by a tradition, For me, tradition is very important because it's tradition, whatever is handed in a lineage of traditions, it is tried, tested over various centuries. It is something very substantial that belongs to the human experience. But very often, a one-dimensional life, which is only geared towards outside achievements, is not allowing us to access this traditional wisdom so easily. So, therefore, it helps when we set time aside and we, I guess, if we hear from people who are doing this regularly. They bring to us our human heritage. Spirituality is the human heritage. It's the right of every human being, like air and water. And yes, very happy. I'm looking at the time. I'm aware of your time. And to be very honest, today is the super hectic day for some reason. I wanted to.
We have one more comment from Avni.
Okay.
You know what? It's okay because I want to be conscious of your time too. I can ask you when we see you again.
Yes.
I'm okay. I understand you. A hectic day, please.
Avni, that is no gentleman will do that. Please, Avni, I'm there for you. I have still a little time. It won't be a problem.
My question is actually a little bit complex, that's why.
Acha. Would you be... there is an idea which I have heard from my team that there is a next session, and Ricken and Idea will tell us about it in a second. Let me just end what I want to say. I want to really encourage all of you to start with a new practice. Means we have to be willing to exit something of the old. Because, yes, our whole life sits with us. I would like to summarize what I want to say into something very doable for you. When you sit down for mantra meditation, it is very important to first relax yourself or get a type of release from the old patterns that keep you busy all day. Therefore, this very simple centering exercise, which we do always in the beginning, it's called Deha Dharana, where we simply become aware of our body, starting with the feet, going to the knees, to the hips, then the upper body, and then very important here, the face and so on. It will soften our brain, and what will happen is we will immediately access other neural circuits which we usually are not so much exercising. And then we will go much deeper into our meditation. I would like to give you a little homework for those of you who have time and who feel comfortable, but those who like to just practice in a next session, I have full understanding. It's not that I expect you to do your homework like a school teacher expects his pupils or students. No. This is something. But I would suggest for the next week that you try, as you sit down Now, as you sit down for this meditational time, you just sit down. You should take care that your spine is erect, and then you just center yourself. And the easiest way, which you will find throughout all spiritually informed cultures, is to do this relaxation of the body. It really, the idea is, it helps you to develop another mindset. So you just sit down. You go like, oh, now this is now me time. Then you go up from the toes to your knees, to your hips. You go through the back of your body, the back of your upper body, the front, shoulders and arms, and neck and head. And you will see, it's almost like a shift of consciousness which provides you a new access to reality. And then, in that, let us see, newly gained space. Now you have a space before you. It is a sacred space. It is a little safe island in the storm of life. There you practice whatever you wish to practice. I suggest you take this time either the Ram or the Om. Or if you like to sing the songs, I will give Ricken the two slides which we had. They are beautiful, also beautiful pictures. They were made just today. Everything had to happen very fast in our little ashram because there was a lot of things going on. So you can have them. This is my little takeaway for you for today. Now I will end here and over to you. I don't know who, Ricken or Aitya. I think you do it before, sure, between the two of you.
Thank you so much, Sachinanda and Swami, for providing us that experience. I was just reflecting and thinking that, you know, so many people are learning meditation and trying to do things on their own, and it's really a very unique opportunity and a very, I think, special opportunity to be able to kind of be taught and guided through the process. I think it's very rare in today's age to be taken through this process by someone so experienced, so we're really grateful for the experience. And I just wanted to reflect my experience just from today. Something that really stood out was this idea of getting out, you know, coming out of the room of the mind and into our heart. And I really feel that the vibration of the mantra really helped me to do that. And it's something that I'm doing every day. But again, it was a really great reminder. And I feel that it takes a little bit of practice, but once we do practice, it really does happen on a very tangible level. So thank you so much. And just before I switch over to Ida, I just shared Brudge Care. That is Sachinanda Swami's charity that he's developed to help care for individuals in a very holy place in India. And if we'd like to show your appreciation, please go online to make a contribution. The team, Sachinanda Swami's team, would really like to know if you have made a contribution. So let me know, and I'd like to let them know so that they can personally thank you. So again, thank you so much. I will be sharing the slides today if people are interested. If people have any other questions, feel free to reach out. And we're very thankful, and I'll just turn it over to Ida. Thank you so much, Sachinanda Swami.
Thank you, Rick. And before you turn it over to me, do you want to tell the Titans about part three?
Yeah, sorry. I meant to say this. The surprise, which was kind of taken out earlier, was that when I was speaking to Swami last week, we had such a kind of, he had such a plan that I really felt a third session would be really helpful. And so he was open to it, and he didn't want to kind of impose, but I went to Ida and she really thought it was a good idea. So we will have one more session next week, which will really kind of introduce another third phase. And one of the things that I'll just ask is for those people that have perhaps beads, it could be a rosary bead, any type of bead. But if you have this type of bead, we'll be using these beads next week. In next week's session. And if you don't have them, it's fine, not a problem. For those that are in Canada or in the country of Canada, I'm happy to send a set to you. I have plenty. And so just let me know. And otherwise, we're really looking forward to part three. I'm very excited. And so it'll be the same time, this time next week on Wednesday.
Thank you, Rican. Thank you, Rican. Swamiji, first of all, thank you very much. Again, on behalf of all the Titans, I would like to thank you for not only coming to part two, but that you're coming to part three. So I'm very, very excited. So thank you for sharing your wisdom. A couple of takeouts for me, my experience today. And for me, we all go through, especially times like today and over the last, over 12 months now, there are external challenges which push into our internal world as well. So I am sure that everyone is experiencing challenges somewhere in your life. And we know that is so because this is called doing life. And so for me, what I invite all of you Titans to consider is, Swamiji, you said when you sit down to meditate, someone else sits next to you and it's called your life. So regardless of where you are on this spiritual journey, some of you at the beginning, some of you in the middle, and some of you way advanced, be mindful that don't be too hard on yourself, because there is always that thing called life sitting right next to us. I know myself that I get challenged regardless of how many years I've been on my own spiritual journey. So I invite you to remember and be kind to yourself that with you there is always life sitting next to you. And the next day is always a new day. So begin the next day. And Swamiji, I loved your story. There was so much wisdom in there for me. It was so perfect for today. And that is the man in the room. How we are the prisoners of our own mind, that we forget how to access the freedom. So I know I'm going to go back and listen to that recording again. And I know I'm going to be sharing that in my coaching as well. So thank you very much for that. And actually, there was one more thing, and it was what you finished off with. And that is start with a new practice. We have to be willing to exit something old. And it's that thing that you said, exit our small mind to enter our big mind. Now, Titans, we are Titans. So let's be mindful that, you know, there is this thing called life. And as I speak this to you, I'm also reminding myself, yeah? Let us remember to exit our small mind to access our bigger minds so that we can evolve as human beings and be able to access a greater perspective, a new perspective, because life is a journey. And for some of you who've done some work with me, you'll know when I say to you, we are work in progress human beings. We are on the journey of evolution. So Swamiji, thank you again very much for sharing your wisdom and being present to each one of us, because I know these individuals, and you're right, they're extraordinary, absolutely extraordinary. And I know with the collective energy and vibration, today something has shifted, I know within myself and within you, and they will just go out into the world and share that. So thank you, and thank you to each one of you. And Titans, we have Friday Titan Zoom. So 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, we have Lewis and Corey, and they're going to be doing a presentation. So please schedule and be there. And then as of next week, we're going to be back onto a fortnightly as well. So thank you very much. God bless each one of you, and enjoy your beautiful life journey. Mm-hmm.